September 15th. I need to record this while I still can. I can feel it. The walls closing in. The voices growing louder. I'm on the brink of something monumental. I can feel it in my bones. But time is not on my side. I've been working nonstop, trying to piece together the story of Mortus Messis. And I'm close. I'm very close. But the more I dig, the more I feel like I'm losing my grip on reality. If I send this research to the university, they'll dismiss it as nonsense at best, and as scribbles of a madman at worst. And sending it to Lily. She already thinks I'm insane. I can't risk it. I can't let anyone lay their hands on this work until I'm sure it's complete. Until the puzzle is solved. But deep inside, I know I can't see this research to completion. I can hardly tell dreams from reality anymore. I drift in and out of consciousness, unable to recall what happened even 20 minutes ago. It's like sleepwalking through life. So, I've made a decision. I'm sending all my research tapes, the letters, the necklace, everything I've uncovered to someone I haven't spoken to in years. Someone who was once a close friend, a kindred spirit who understands the fascination with the obscure and the strange. We haven't spoken in years, so I know that our connection won't easily be traced. This is all I can hope for. Ah, I can feel the music getting louder. It's... almost unbearable. Earlier, I tried cranking up the volume on my boombox, desperate to drown it out. But then, to my shock, I realized this time the music was coming from the boombox itself. It all makes sense now. I think I know what I'm hearing. It's Mortus Messis. The lost opera is calling to me. The curtains are about to part. The show is about to start. All I have to do is insert a clean tape. Just press record. Here we go. God have mercy on my soul. Jared, out.